A group of boys wearing the hip-hoppers' uniform, oversized T-shirts, caps and baggy jeans, are sitting together around a small stove, waiting for their mint tea to bubble and froth. The midday sun is starting to sting, and they're taking a break, not from performing, from tending to their urban vegetable plot. They're the green volunteers at Gidiwai Hip Hop, a cultural centre with a strong focus on urban arts and survival for some, like 34-year-old Aliu.
At a time in my life, I wasn't on the right path. I used to steal, I drank, I sniffed solvents, but I got caught by the police and I did 3 months in prison. When I got out, G-Hip Hop had just opened. A friend took me there and I met people who gave me options of what I could do to get some work.
Oblivious to the red dust kicked up by his trainers and sticking to the hem of his jeans, Aliu, scissors in one hand, paces between the heads of lettuce and chili peppers to prune some mint from wooden planters on the ground.
Hip-hop and gardening are interchangeable for me. They go together. I never imagined that I'd be farming vegetables one day. Now that I know what I know, I found my way, and tomorrow will be okay.
Gidiwai Hip Hop was opened in 2013 by one of the heavyweights of Senegalese rap, Fou Malade, also known as Malal Tala. A native of Gidiwai, a dusty Dakar suburb. A social activist, rapper and role model, Malal Tala helps young people find their way in a country where high unemployment often leads to delinquency. Beyond music, dance or writing, which provides an artistic outlet, he imparts positivity, collaboration and a mindset that if you want something, you need to work for it. Sende lives in the neighbourhood. With her purse tucked into her long skirt, she comes to buy her produce from the Green Volunteers every day.
It was a bit difficult because petty crime used to reign in this area, in this neighbourhood. But since they've arrived here now, it's peaceful. I've gotten to know them from speaking over the garden fence. They're nice.
The improvements in the area haven't gone unnoticed. Babacar Gay is head of the nearby college and passes by daily.
It's green. There's oxygen. I encourage this rather than abusive behavior. I congratulate them and have even requested they set up something similar on the other side of the college.
When he's not busy with album releases and concerts, Fou Malade spends nearly all his time here, a big brother to many.
Nice.
Cool.
Today, people talk about social reintegration. I don't like this expression because young people have never been integrated in order to be reintegrated. They're in conflict. They have been in conflict with society because some stole, killed, or wounded others to take what they had.
Fou Malade wanted to provide a safe place for young people in his neighbourhood to meet and put their energy to better use.
They begin to understand and open up to the world while remaining proud of where they come from and proud of what they are. We try to help them better understand the world around them and to become valuable to society rather than a burden.
What may have started out as an urban cultural arts centre for disenfranchised kids has evolved into the heart beating to homegrown hip-hop of an entire community. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar, Senegal.